Taiwan's President Tsai in New Year's speech, China must face the reality of our existence. By Francis Martel on January 2, 2020. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen urged China to coexist with a sovereign Taiwan and warned the world that one country, two systems, the policy that applies to Hong Kong and Beijing has attempted to impose on Taiwan, is simply not viable in remarks Wednesday. Tsai's New Year's Day speech acknowledged tensions with China in anticipation of the island nation's presidential election on January 11. It occurred shortly before the head of the nation's military, Chief of General Staff Shen Yimeng, died along with several other senior military officials in a Black Hawk helicopter crash of unknown cause. Tsai's government recently passed a law to prevent the Chinese Communist Party from meddling in the upcoming elections after months of threats of violence from dictator Xi Jinping. China must face the reality of the Republic of China's existence. Respect the commitment of the 23 million people of Taiwan to freedom and democracy. And handle cross-strait differences peacefully, on a basis of equality. Tsai said on Wednesday, urging the Communist Party to stop seeing Taiwan as a rogue province. According to the Taipei Times, Tsai insisted that China must recognize the existence of the Republic of China. Respect the values of democracy and freedom Taiwan's 23 million people hold dear. Resolve cross-strait differences in a peaceful and equitable manner. And engage in negotiations with the government of Taiwan or an institution with a mandate from the government. Her resolve this year is even stronger, Tsai said before issuing what she called 4 points of common understanding. China, not Taiwan, destroyed the status quo in cross-strait relations. China has actively sought to hollow out the Republic of China through the so-called 1992 consensus. Sovereignty would not be traded for economic benefit. And vigilance is urgently needed in the face of Chinese infiltration of Taiwan, as well as its polarization of Taiwanese society, necessitating mechanisms to defend the nation's democracy. Tsai also used China's belligerence to defend both protests against communism in Hong Kong and the passage of the Anti-Infiltration Act in Taiwan, a law designed to prevent China from using its money or influence operations to create a desired outcome for itself in the presidential election and compromise the nation's democracy. The law specifically bans political donations and political activities like organizing petitions to put together referendum votes by foreign operatives. We must be aware that China is infiltrating all facets of Taiwanese society to sow division, Tsai said on Wednesday, leaving clear that, while the act passed to block all foreign meddling, Taiwanese officials were most concerned about China. We must establish democratic defense mechanisms to prevent infiltration. Tsai insisted, however, that the law would not prevent Taiwanese people from doing business with China. I must reiterate, it is the Anti-Infiltration Act, not an Anti-Exchange Act. Those doing business, studying or engaging in any normal exchanges will not be affected, she noted. On Hong Kong, Tsai condemned the one country, two systems policy, which bars China from imposing communism on Hong Kong and bars Hong Kong from seeking independence. Tsai argued that the policy does not work because democracy and authoritarianism cannot coexist within the same country. Hong Kong's people have shown us that one country, two systems is absolutely not viable, she added. Hong Kong people have set an example to tell us that one country, two systems is absolutely not tenable. The policy inevitably leads to China stripping away the liberties it is designed to protect, Tsai argued. Xi Jinping has repeatedly demanded Taiwan accept the policy, which would strip the country of its sovereignty, and claimed that the small gambling city of Macau proves that the policy works. Macau, a former Portuguese colony, has not seen protests like those of Hong Kong, though it is geographically near the city. Tsai concluded urging Taiwanese to display courage and unity in the next year to allow the radiance from democracy and freedom to again illuminate Taiwan and illuminate the world. Tsai enters a presidential election year that will follow a devastating midterm election for her anti-China Democratic Progressive Party, DPP. The DPP lost significant influence in Taiwan's legislature in 2018 after China targeted Taiwan's few allies, bribing them with trade agreements in exchange for them no longer recognizing Taiwan's sovereignty. In the past year, however, the growing protests in Hong Kong have influenced sentiment in Taiwan against China, boosting Tsai's popularity. In a late December poll, The Cross-Strait Policy Association found Tsai holding a nearly 40-point lead over Kuomintang party rival Han Kuo-yu. Both candidates suspended campaign activities on Thursday in light of the death of the nation's top military leader and several others in a helicopter crash. Five passengers, four military leaders and a reporter, survived. The Taiwanese government has not offered any explanation for the accident and is at press time examining the crash site for evidence. The Black Hawk had attempted to make an emergency landing before failing to do so and crashing in a mountainous area in the Wulai district of New Taipei, according to Focus Taiwan. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.